Time for another episode of NDL ESPN. This is your host, Sammy33. Block 2 is open, so we've got some new games to look at, some upsets, some high-scoring games, and some really crazy plays. But before we get to that, we have poll results from Block 1, so let's take a look there. Starting out, hey, look at that. The coaches and media poll exactly the same, 1 through 15. The SEC pretty heavy. LSU and Texas, 1 and 2, as we all expected to be. Oregon, Bama, Georgia, Tennessee. Clemson, Utah, Ole Miss, and Florida to round out the top 10. We've got Mizzou, Louisville, OSU, Notre Dame, and Texas Tech rounding out the top 15. And you start to see some differences when you get to the bottom 10. Some of the same teams, just in different order. So USC, Oklahoma, flip-flop 16-17, CU at 18. Penn State, Washington State, Central Michigan mixed in between 19 and 21. Miami at 22 on both. BYU 24 in both. You've got South Florida in both polls. Surprised that Georgia Tech is just in a media poll, not the coaches poll. Auburn really close. Just 2 points out of the coaches poll. Georgia Tech, surprised they weren't in a coaches poll either. It's a few points back of them. North Carolina falling out, and then Arizona, Northwestern, Old Dominion taking up those next spots for the others receiving votes on the coaches' side. But let's take a look at some action, some SEC action, Big 12 action. Kansas State hosting Tennessee. Tennessee off to a good start this season. Coach Vegas doing good things as always. And it was a close game at the half, but making plays when you have to. Big run here for a touchdown. Tennessee extending the lead, and then a great user play here. Vegas covering three people all at once. Talk about great skill, just taking away everything in the area. And then even better because he runs it back. So you don't just get the field position swap on the fourth down pick. Take it all the way back to the house for the score. Tennessee coasts from there. They win 45-20. That Nico guy, pretty popular news. Don't know why. 14-16, 269, 2 touchdowns, and a balanced attack. 201 yards on the ground for Tennessee. Sampson leading the way, 141 with 2 touchdowns. Take a look at someone that Vegas knows pretty well. Also an SEC, Coach Jiggy in Texas. Probably at least my play of the year. This is crazy. Look at the catch. Trying to wiggle his way into the end zone and then stops and pitches the ball. Both guys tackle the receiver, and then Golden, able to walk in with the easy touchdown, the perfect pitch. Definitely my favorite play of the year so far this season. Texas wins 41-6. Arch Manning, 14-17, 306 yards, 5 touchdowns. So Arch is getting warmed up. Texas is looking good so far. Because they also have a win against Boston College. So Texas off to a 4-0 start this season. Coach Jiggy trying to get back to the championship game. It's a good start, 4-0 for the Longhorns. Hook 'em. Now a fun game here. Miami and San Diego State. Big game for both teams. They both have a loss under their belt. If you're looking big picture, college football playoffs might kind of depend on this. Both teams need a win to really stay in the conversation. So a win is needed, and San Diego State strikes early, first touchdown. Then Cam, trying to find someone open, can't, but he does it just the last second, wide open over the middle of the field to Xavier, but he fumbles. And the Aztecs catch a break there. Good field position for Miami, wasted, but no worries. Half winding down, they get the ball back. But the Aztecs strike big with the big play here. That's an interception in Johnson. He's going to beat out Cam. He takes that to the house, 71 yards. Aztecs up 14-0 after that, 17-0 at the half. But Miami is not done. There's that guy, Xavier, making up for the earlier fumble. Long score for a touchdown, 17-7. Miami with the ball again, Cam. Finding Cam McCormick, only catch of the game, big one here, getting inside the 5, and from there, Damian Martinez punching it in, 17-14, so momentum shifted over to Miami, but the third quarter winding down, James, one of the slowest guys on the field, finding a way into the end zone. Big play for the Aztecs, 24-14. But again, Xavier coming up with the big catch. He's going to house that early in the fourth. It is 24-21 late. Miami with a lengthy drive and an amazing user play by Big Z. He's able to pick it off. Indecisive about coming out the end zone, but he'll keep it at the five. And in third and 10, a first down will ice the game. The one thing you can't do, you can't turn it over. Danny throws the pick. And Francisco, 10-yard score. San Diego State now trails for the first time in this game. And Danny, second and nine, he's going to take off. He's going to get just enough yards, gets the first. Second and eight, 13 seconds left. Oh, safety knocking the ball out, maybe keeping the game alive for Miami. Last play, interception by Richard. Miami down 17-0 at the half. Comes up with 28 second half points, just enough to get by the Aztecs. They win 28 to 24. Both teams with four turnovers, both costly turnovers at different times. Xavier, star of this game, seven catches, 206 yards, two touchdowns. Going to another big game, we're going to head to Group of Five action. Chip and Barkley, Ball State, Central Michigan doing battle, a MAC game. Important game for both teams. And Central Michigan's up 7-0 early. But big interception here by the Chips. And guess what? Look at the moves. Getting outside, cutting in, cutting back out. And he's going to outrun the Cardinals. He's going to get that into the end zone. So McKinney, big play. 14-0. And then an RPO to answer. 14-7. 27 early in the fourth. Third and 11. Running the ball. Go Chips. Ballsy call there. And hey, you got 11. We'll give you the ball back so you can get the touchdown. So Central Michigan up 27 to 7. And then the ice the game. Jackson coming up with the interception. And he's going to turn on the burners. Cuts in on the QB. And he's going to take that one to the house. 34-7. That's your final score. The Chips controlling the ball on the ground. Great rushing attack. And the future doctor of the NDL coaching up his players, that positive energy, getting the best out of his guys, that's a dub. Now, for some interesting action, Kansas State hosting BYU. This is one of those games that I definitely wished that I was awake during the game. I don't remember what I was doing at the time, but live chat was going off and I was really confused why. I'll show you why. BYU up 7-0. Jake dropping back, and he's going to find Roberts deep. That's going to be a touchdown. Four catches for 94 yards on the day for him. Only touchdown grab. BYU up 14 to 3. And to start the second, Miles Davis taking the jet touch pass, one juke, and he's going to house that one. So BYU looking good early, up 21 to 3. K-State trying to stay in the game. Big interception. And you're thinking, okay, just make the tackle. But no. Robinson's going to take that one all the way back for a touchdown. Jacob Robinson. Only pick of the day. Six tackles to go with it. 28-3. Familiar score. 35-10. But we have to play another half. So Kansas State trying to get going here. Hitting some big plays. Brown. Touchdown. So now that leads cut to 35-24. Okay, State still trying to make something happen. Johnson just trying to get some time for his receivers to get open. And Brown, big play there, getting inside the five. BYU holds the fourth and goal. But then the option, the pitch. DJ Giddens getting into the end zone. 35-30. Okay, BYU got to do something here. Got to get some points. Got to stop the momentum. But they can't perish with the pick. One of his three interceptions on the day, setting up K-State with a short field, and they cash in. Touchdown, Wildcats, two-point conversion, good. up three and a forced fumble. So all momentum for Kansas State. Another touchdown run, DJ getting into the end zone. Kansas State up 45-35. But then Lassiter, look at this catch. Catches it and avoids the tackle all in one. Then LJ Martin, one of his two touchdowns on the day, cuts the lead back to three. Onside kick, almost by BYU. But on third and four, Kansas State, if they can get it, it's over. They cannot. Field goal good. BYU last shot. Big play here. Martin doesn't break for a touchdown, but gets inside the 40. Just one timeout for BYU. Gotta go. But 12 seconds, and then big play by Jake here, taking off 22-yard run. And 6 seconds to go. Last shot, BYU to avoid a huge blown lead. They cannot. Interception. Kansas State down 35-10. Comes out 38 points in the second half. Shocking BYU. The Wildcats, big, big win at home. Tough start for the block for BYU with the momentum after block one. This is a loss. You got to try to shake it off, but man, it is a tough one to do. Speaking of upsets, we're going to head out to College Station, Texas A&M. Coach 6 feet taking on Big Mike and the Florida Gators. The SEC always is really interesting when it comes to home field advantage, but one thing that you like to have if you're on the road, it's a guy like Mike, someone who's very calm, his demeanor relaxed. He's not going to stress. He's taking his troops into Texas and looking to come out with a win in SEC play. It's 10-7 before the half. Lagway breaking the tackle. Would have been a sack. And Florida able to take advantage and get into field goal range. Lagway trying to get into the end zone. Route is short. Good idea, but just not able to outrun a defender. So the field goal makes it 13-7. Texas A&M not going to go away, though. Donovan Green coming up with one of his two touchdowns on the day, giving his team the lead 14-13. And then here is the other. The RPO takes it in 21-13. So Florida in a little bit of trouble. No need to fear, though. Lagway, great throw there. Throwing open his running back, Mr. Daniels. Touchdown Gators. And then the big one here, Reed. You don't want to make mistakes against this defense. That's one there. Big interception by Florida. They get inside the 20. Can't get a touchdown, but do get three. So we head to the fourth quarter. Reed, fourth and three. Aggie's going for it. He's trying to string it out. No one open. And he's able to get a big, big scramble for a first down. And then another fourth down. And guess what? Another convert. This time Reed staying in the pocket, finding his receiver. Third and 10. RPO. And Mike, you see he's trying to get over there. Just can't get there. Walker gets into the end zone. 28-24. With 3 minutes to go. Florida trying to make something happen. Big play there. First down. A little over 2 minutes to go. There goes the RPO. Inside the five for the Gators, and Lagway keeps it 31-28. Minute and a half to go. Big play for Texas A&M here, dropping it in the bucket. Dangerous throw, but he gets enough air. And then the drive finished off by Reuben Owens. Aggies keeping it on the ground. They get the lead, and this is scary. If that has some air on it, that just might be a touchdown with the safety split, but it's underthrown. Texas A&M pulling off the upset at home, 35-31. Reed, 325 yards through the air, three touchdowns. Lagway, 354 yards through the air, two TDs, but he did have three interceptions. We go to a rivalry game, Rocky Mountain Showdown. Going to head out to Boulder. The Buffaloes have had a great start to the season, looked excellent offensively in block one. Going to be taking on Coach Bierkop in Colorado State. So they're looking to pull an upset. Hey, maybe with it being a rivalry game, that might up the juices a little bit for the Rams. They can try to make this a more interesting game than the talent may show. The Buffaloes obviously have some big pitcher aspirations, so a win here keeps them undefeated and keeps the momentum as they head into conference play. The Rams, though, making it difficult. Henderson catching the ball there. Missed opportunity by Sanders for a pick. That's going to be 7-0. Good guys. No offense to the Buffaloes, of course. Hunter coming through with the big play there. Shador finding him. And then Hood out the backfield. Wide open. Game tied at 7. Midway through the first. Play action for the Rams. This time, Sanders, he missed an opportunity on the first one. Comes up with the pick here, making his dad proud. That will lead to a field goal. And it's something we don't see too often. Look at that. Interception on an RPO. Perfectly read by Stoutmeyer. Takes it to the house, 17-7. Half winding down. Buffaloes have the ball back. And Weston, he's had a great start this year. Nice play call. Colorado going up 24-7. And then Sanders standing in the pocket. Look at Hood holding on to that ball. First and goal. And then Weston strikes again. 31-7. Final score is 34-13. So CU looking good offensively, defensively, getting some turnovers, balanced effort on both phases of the ball. And Shador Sanders looking great so far. If there's a front runner for the Heisman, he definitely has to be in the conversation. Got 10 touchdowns to 1 interception, throwing for almost 900 yards in just 3 games. And completion percentage is extremely high, spreading the ball around, so it's not just locking into Travis Hunter. He's doing a good job of finding him open. But he's also doing a great job of getting the other guys open as well. Very explosive offense. They're going to be tough to deal with in the Big 12. And some other action. Tennessee showed earlier a win against Kansas State. A little closer in this one. Tennessee, winners over OU 28-23. Down 14-0, no problem. 21 points in the second quarter. And they do what they need to do from there to get the win. Florida struggled in this one to start. Down at the half against Mississippi State. A clean second half, pitching a shutout. They win 28-21, so they bounce back. Florida will be getting back on track, I assume, as they get into SEC play. Definitely a confidence builder going into the next block. Oregon State playing for the Platypus Trophy. Surprisingly, if you look at the score, you missed the story of this game. It was 14-14 late in the second quarter, and then Oregon exploded for 21 points. They closed the half well. They win this one 42-14. Nebraska, rough block one. They get a bounce back game here, picking up a win on the road against Illinois. Big win for MGR and the Huskers. If you remember last season, couldn't hold off Illinois. They make a late comeback. This time, Nebraska, a convincing win on the road. Conference play, hopefully we'll get this team back on track. Ole Miss, Coach Smitty. Gets a win at home against BC, 49-28. Two of the good users defensively in this league. Ole Miss able to force one more turnover, but it was the balance of the Rebel attack. Over 200 yards on the ground and in the air, they get the win. Texas Tech, really good first block. Struggled out the gates in this one against Arizona State. Down at the half, but get it done. Get a touchdown in the fourth quarter and hold on to get the win on the road against Arizona State. So Texas Tech looks like they'll be continuing to move up the polls with this win. Speaking of that, USC on the road, 42-7 winners against Arizona, up 21-0 at the half. Come out in the third quarter, put up 14-0, so they're up 35-3. Coach Texanol did a great job with K-State last season, and he's keeping it going with USC. They're off to a great start. We're going to head to Group of Five action. Coach Wasted and Western Kentucky hosting Black Rain in UNLV. But let's be honest, best mascot in the league, right? Right? Okay, now that we have that out the way, Western Kentucky, we're going to get out to a good start in this game. But UNLV, they're the ones moving the ball first. We're halfway through the first quarter. And Jaden Thomas is gonna get the ball going outside, but cuts in, slips a tackle, touchdown, running Rebels. Third and four. Early in the second quarter, the pitch, Thomas just not able to get into the end zone. It's a down to the one. Nice play here, a back juke to miss a tackle or slip by a tackle. 14-0. And then third and inches, Jaden Thomas going big and going for a touchdown. Long run there, 53 yards. Western Kentucky trying to make something happen before the half. Driving down the field, but that's going to be a big interception. And that is going to be a touchdown. Malik Chavis taking it back, 64 yards, 28-0 at the half. The run game for UNLV strong in this one. Jaden Thomas with 212 yards on the ground, three touchdowns. UNLV winners 35-14 on the road. Three turnovers for TJ Finley and that passing attack for the Hilltoppers. And then we have a Conference USA game that definitely got some attention in the chat. Florida International hosting Florida Atlantic. Conference USA rivalry game. So getting conference play started early. Both teams looking to get off to a good start. And man, points were definitely not at a premium in this one. The Golden Panthers starting early. Big run here. You see the safety just trying to cut him off. He does. It'll lead to a second and goal. Don't worry, the running back will get the TD anyway. 7-0. Three plays later. Big play. Cam finding a receiver deep. Touchdown. Owls. So 7-7 game. Here comes the blitz. And there goes the deep ball. So the Panthers answer 14-7. Just about halfway through the first quarter, and guess what? It's answered back. So we're not even halfway through the quarter yet, and it's already 14-14. And 2 minutes to go on the first, a little over. Spin move just pushes the corner down to the ground. And then the play action, finding the tight end open, 21-7, Florida International. But don't worry, the Owls respond, 21-21. 4.5 minutes to go. Cam taking off a little bit, just trying to get room to make that throw. 28-21. Great throw here. And he stays in bounds, spins, cuts up field. The juke. Not able to get in the end zone. And that would play big because it leads to an interception. Someone finally getting a stop in this game. And it's not even really a stop, it's points. So even the defense is getting involved in the scoring. Touchdown by Williams, 35-21. And then look at the run here. The spin, the cutback. Is he gone? Yes, he is. So Florida International strikes again, 35-28. Can the Owls respond? They're going to try to. Crossing route. Man-to-man coverage. That's going to be a miss on the tackle. Owls will be inside the 30, and that leads to this fake fullback dive. The pitch, CJ Campbell getting the touchdown, 42-28. Okay, Panthers, you got to answer. You can't have that though. Interception, and that's going to be costly because that's going to be a pick six, 49-28 with the Hill INT. And that wasn't it. Right before the half, 10 seconds to go. Williams coming up with that interception. He's going to take that to the house as the half expires. 56-28 at the half. A 35-point second quarter for the Owls. They win 63-42. Teams combining for over 1,000 yards of offense. Crazy game. It settled down in the second half. So if you're one of those guys that like to press the over at the half, big L for you here, but over 100 points. I thought it was going to be a lot more watching it live. Speaking of points, North Carolina dropping 63 on Maryland on the road. The Tar Heels with 774 yards of offense in this one. Max Johnson throwing for over 400. six touchdowns. Omarion Hampton, 330 yards on the ground, three touchdowns. Four different receivers catching a touchdown pass for UNC. You want to talk about humming offense? It's about as good as it gets. Mizzou, good block for them. They go on the road to face Georgia Tech. They moved up to 25 in the media poll. It was a close game at the half, but Mizzou able to pull away late. They win this one 42 to 17, and it wouldn't be the only game that they had in the block. They go to Vanderbilt. So getting SEC play started, and it took a comeback. It was a struggle, but they win 41 to 38 on the road. Just let you know, every SEC game is going to be a battle. Mizzou able to get the win. They stay undefeated, and they leave block 2-4-0, the best that you can be. Marshall struggled this block. They did get a win against Michigan State, but then get shut out on the road against San Jose State, 16 to nothing. Really surprising to see that. Marshall struggled in the second half against Washington State offensively. They've got to get it together going into conference play. USF, first action of the season, they get a win at home against Pittsburgh. Close going into the half, but they have a strong finish to the first half and start out the second half great. They're able to pull away. And with conference play drawing near, USF looks to get that offense in order. Good first look. Speaking of offense, Bama winning 42 to 10 at home. The defense looked a lot better in this one, just 10 points allowed after Nebraska gashed them for a ton of yards and points. Bama looking to get themselves right before they head into conference play. Good start for them on the season. And then the last score that we'll look at, Appalachian State in Air Force Group of Five action. Air Force putting up 30 points, unfortunately not enough. Big fourth quarter by Appalachian State, and they get the win on the road. Well, Air Force still looking to get on the board this season. I believe in them. It'll come soon. Well, that's going to be it for this episode. Just a general PSA. Just know I am looking at Block's thread and the general topics for the highlights. And I'm also looking on your Twitch and YouTube channels. So if you do have any clips, you don't even have to send them to me. Just tag me and let me know that you've posted them. I can take a look and grab them for there. If you want to whisper me or DM me over Discord and send them, that works too. I'll do the best I can to get any and all clips in a video. I want to highlight you guys. So anything that you make, definitely let me know. I'll do the best I can to get it in. I want to share the love for everyone and try to not focus on the same teams in every video. That said, signing off for this episode, make sure we get those games played. Let's finish out this season strong.